Okay, today is Daf Pei Gimel. We're up to the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Hatzamos, bones, which are not edible. The Hagidim, whatever that is, not edible. Vehanoser, and noser, which is also not edible. All those things, Yisrifu, they are burnt, B'shisha Asar. Not on the first day Yontif, rather, first day Chol HaMoed. Chal Tezayin Lios B'Shabbos. If that falls out on a Shabbos, Yisrifu B'Yudzayin. You burn on the 17th. Why? L'Visha Ein Dochin Lois HaShabbos V'Lois HaYontif. That is not Doche Shabbos. It's also not Doche Yontif. Why not? Well, Gemara will say at the end of today's daf. Might not get to it. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. Ready? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Mori Baravua Amar Rav Yitzchak Atzamos Kodshim. If you have bones of Kodshim, Sheshimshu Nosar, that they service Nosar. In other words, in every bone, there's meat. So theoretically, in every bone, there's really Nosar. So if it's a carbon Pesach, you can't. Because you can't break a bone. But if it's other Kodshim, you're allowed to. So, there's nothing wrong with that. So every bone, really, if it services Kodshim, if it services meat, Metamen Es HaYadayim, it makes you Tamei. The Chachamim will go there in Isser Tamei on Noser. Why? We'll learn that on Pei Hei. Why? So Rashi says, look at the Rashi down, way down. It's like the second Rashi in the Gemara, Metamen Es HaYadayim. Kinoser Atzmo, Shagazu Chachamim, Shemitames Amidayim. Perak Basel, come on. We're going to learn it later on. So it's like, Gnosis is Mitame Yadayim, it's a Xer Darbanan. So too, this is Mitame Yadayim. Hoel, why? Vinase Basis Ladavar HaAsar. Because it's a Basis to something Asar. What's Asar? The meat inside the bones. Right? Nema Misayale. Let's say that supports the following story. Right? Our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Atamos va'gidin va'nosar. Bones, gidin, and nosar. Yisrifu l'tezayin. It gets burnt on the 16th. Why? Now, hani atamos hechidami. What are these bones? Ilema d'les b'hu moach. If they don't have any meat inside them. Lama v'sreifa. Why do you have to burn them? Najdinu. Throw them in the garbage. They're not edible, and there's no meat in them. What if they burn them? Elapshita de ispe moach. So obviously they must have meat. Right? The bones must have meat. So one second. If he's telling me that the servicing of Noser is something, that's why it requires Sreifa. Because it's really Noser. Really, the Gemara, the Mishnah said the word Noser twice. Atzamos is really Noser, and Noser is Noser. But if it's nothing, then lama li the sreifa. Why do you have to do sreifa? Not varinhu. To break them up. Break them up. V'nechalta lamalach didhu. Get the meat out. Get the flavor, the juice out. V'nisrafei. Then you burn that. What are we burning?
The marrow.
Right? Vinash din hula did who? And throw the bones in the garbage. One second. Elulav shmamina. One second. We'll get to the Rashi in a second. Elulav shmamina. That milsahi. Noser must be something.
Shimush
noser milsahi. It must be something. Otherwise, the mission doesn't make any sense.
Why isn't it talking?
What?
Why isn't it talking?
The
bone. It's a good question. Let's see Rashi. We're going to see in a second. Let's see Rashi. The second. It's protecting it. It's holding it.
So you mean the marrow inside the bone.
Right. So without the bone, the marrow will fall away. So the bone's like holding on to it.
So therefore,
the bone has the status of the marrow inside. That only makes sense if the bone has the status of the marrow inside. But look at the second line of the Rashi from the wide lines, all the way at the end, where he says, not virinhu. Why don't you just break the bones? Finashkale lemoach, take out the moach, The Lisrafe, burn the Molach. Why do you have to burn the Molach? Because it's Noser. The Lo Yafsid Eitzim. Why do you have to waste your firewood? Why do you have to waste your firewood? Vitoras Lisrof Hatzamos. To be busy, to be matriach yourself, to burn the bones. You're wasting firewood on good bones. Bones you could chuck in the garbage. You said that it's so much easier.
Yeah, pain in the neck.
Pain in the neck.
Drain all the marrow from the bones. That takes way more time.
But it doesn't cost money, right? Time is money, right? So that's what Rashi says. Why? That's what Gemara says. Why bother burning them? Just throw them out, right?
What would you rather do? Just burn everything or start draining every bone, the marrow out, and squeezing it out?
I want the marrow.
Right.
Lamb marrow is good, dude.
So, by the way, so the Doviv Meisharim says, Rashi's not just telling you some good advice. Oh, you want to be cheap on firewood? Want to be a cheapskate? I have a good idea. Break all the bones, get the marrow out, then you can burn, then you can throw the bones in the garbage. That's how Rashi's doing. That's what it sounds like. Rashi's telling you some good advice. No! There's a halacha that Noser can only be burnt with wood. If the bones are all in there, then the Noser is being burnt by bones. And the Noser has to be burnt by wood. Okay?
Can't break the bones anyway.
What?
Yeah, the
no, if it's not a carbon Pesach. Right?
We said after his mind you could break.
What? We're going to get to that. It's so complicated.
You said that. After his mind.
No, no, we're not talking about carbon Pesach here.
No.
No. Right. Right. Right, because he's okay, fine. Anyway, by the way, Arzura says from here, you see from here that bones, it's a very interesting halacha, and how we're paskin about this, that bones don't absorb the meat inside. Right? Shmamina shimush noser milsehi. It's a shimush noser, right? That the bones don't absorb the moach inside. Right? Even after they're cooked. Right? Okay. That's interesting, right? Because
you see it all the time.
What?
Because
what do bones make? What can you make with bones? What can you make with bones of an animal? No. Gelatin. Right? You can take bones, grind them up, and make gelatin out of it. So Moshe was asked, is that fleshiks? Right? So Moshe said it's not. That would have been a big problem for the Shiloh was asked. What? It's a good question. Ramosha had a whole tshuva. You know who asked him the tshuva? The owner of Barton's Candy. Because if gelatin is fleshiks, you can't make chocolate out of it.
Correct. But it's also not fleshiks. I mean, it's,
the what?
You
mean if it's gelatin from a non-kosher animal?
Yeah.
Right. So what is it?
Exactly.
So it's the good question. So, but it's not fleshiks for sure. Right? It's interesting. Okay. Anyway. Amri lo. No. Lo lamei malach shimush nozer lav milsa. Really holding, supporting, whatever word you want to use, shimush, it's not considered nozer. V'kasava bo kibasar v'kasavalo b'kosher v'afilu pasal. What does that mean? The kasavar, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that when it says v'etzem lo sishbru bo, he's talking about a kosher v'afilu pasal, even a pasal carbon. Afilu pasal falkadaitach? What? The halacha applies to a pasal carbon? But nan, which is tomorrow's daf, abel hamosir, any leftover Pesach, betahar, a tahar carbon, v'ashover Pesach betameh, or a broken bones of a tameh Pesach, ain't so if it gets our bite. Right? You don't get malchus for that. Which means that the issur of breaking bones doesn't apply by non-kosher carbon Pesach. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Khan, over here, our Mishnah is talking about Shahoisa Lashasa kosher. Yeah, but it had a Shas kosher. Even for 5 minutes it was kosher, that's okay. Then you're not allowed to break the bone. Khan over there, Khan Shahoisa Lashasa kosher. It never had a Shas kosher. Man Tana, the Shonile, Beshaisa Lashasa kosher, Lohoisa Lashasa kosher. Who makes that distinction? That's from Yaakov. That's from Yaakov. The Tanya, it says in the Torah, the etzem will sish brew bo. Don't break a bone in it. What does it mean in it? Bo, be kosher, below the puzzle. Only a kosher, when I say kosher, I don't mean a kosher, I mean a valid carbon pesach, below the puzzle, not a puzzle one. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, hoisel lo shasa kosher benifsel, if it was kosher and something happened to it, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. Lo hoisel lo shasa kosher, ain bo mishum shvirat etzem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad zeh bi echad zeh, ain bo mishum shvirat etzem. No, it doesn't matter. Not this and not that, there's no shvirat etzem. What? Whether it had a shasa kosher or not. Ain bo mishum shvirat etzem. So if you think about it, the Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, is saying the exact same thing as the Tanna Kamma. Exact same thing. Right? What did the Tanna Kamma say? Bain shahoyt lo shahat kosher, lo hoyt shahat kosher, right? Bo be kosher, lo be pasul, right? Only with a kosher, not a pasul. Says the Rabbi Shimon, whether it had a shahat kosher or not, not a problem. It's the exact same shita. Tosfos asked that question. Look at the second to bottom Tosfos. Vim Tomar, Rabbi Shimon, Hayinu Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Shimon and the Tanna Kamma are saying the same thing. Venera Luri, listen to this answer. If it wouldn't have this answer, look at this answer. Venera Luri, the Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Shimon, plegi, I'll leave it to Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon are arguing in what the Tanna Kamma said. What did the Tanna Kamma say? The Tanna Kamma said, I'll read it again. Etzem lo sish brubo, bo be kosher, velo be psol. With a kosher animal, not with a psol animal. Right? There's only etzem in a kosher and not a psol animal. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that means that it had a shasa kosher. Says Rabbi Shimon, that's not what it means. It means whether it had a shasa kosher or not. It's not. It doesn't matter. If it's a psol, it doesn't matter. Right? You understand? Then Tosfos says, ki hahi d'lo yar b'lo nashim, b'perek kohen gadol, v'hahi d'chaskasan shalosh shanim d'cheskas habatim. Just like in the case about not having too many wives, and the case about Cheska Sabatim. It's like, what is that? Same thing, where the Tana said something, and the second Tana said something, and then a third Tana said something, which is the exact same thing as the first Tana, and then they explain, no, they're arguing about what he said. It sounds like it's the same Shita. Okay.
They're not
here, no. No. Now, Meisvei. Meisvei. There's a braisa that it says like this. Kol atzamos hakadoshim, all bones of kodshim, ein teunin sreifa, do not require sreifa, chutz, except for me'atzamos ha-pesach, except for the bones of a carbon pesach, mipnei hatakala. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to break them. So therefore you have to burn them. Now, hanei atzamos ha-yechidami, what are these bones? If they don't have any meat, what do you have to burn them for? Obviously they have. One second. If shimush noser is something, then every bone of every kachim should require sreifa. Why? Because there's noser in there. You found bones in a pile. They're already broken. That would mean they're already broken. But you don't know when was the moach extracted from the bone? When it was still allowed to, or after it became noser? We have no idea. Right? Therefore, you have to burn them. Atzamos kodshim, de'ein behem mishum shvirat etzem. Atzamos kodshim, The ain be mishum shvirus etzem. So when do atzamos of kachim not have to break the bones? The kame the nehebe noser chaltsinhu. You know as a fact, that the moloch was extracted before it became noser.
There's no
issue
to break a bone.
What?
No issue to break a bone.
No, v'lo havi shimush noser, and they're not servicing noser, v'lo bois reifa. They don't have to be burnt. Atzamos ha-pesach, diyesh behem mishum shvirat etzem. They have an issue of shvirat etzem. You're not allowed to break bones of Pesach. The labatzar dinaihu noser hu delchatzinhu. After...
You only break them after it comes.
Right. The havel shimush noser, therefore they consider the shimush noser uboi sreifa, and therefore they require sreifa. Rav Zvid Amar, hachamai is a slightly different answer, slightly different. Kigon shematzon tiburin, you found piles of bones umehen chalutzin, and some of them have been extracted already. So it's almost kachim. If it's regular kachim, the ain bahem mishum shvirus etem, and there's no issue of breaking bones of stam kachim. Lekulu have chalutz lahu, v'achal lahu, v'lo bois reifa. All of them, all these bones, right? If you know for sure that the moloch was extracted before noser kicked in, then go ahead and eat it. It's no problem. Says Rashi, second line, lo boi lemivdak hachtonim. You don't have to check the bottom of the. The bottom of the pile to see what's going on. You don't have to do that. Aval atzamos Pesach, but if it's Pesach, boy lemivdek kulu. You have to check all the bones. Ubaha paleg Rav Zvid ad Rav Nachman. That's the point of contention between Rav Zvid and Rav Nachman and Amar Aleph. The matzon chalutzin. If you found them extracted, lo chamir shimish noser kulehai latzmichu sreifu misafek. Belomar baser asrihu chalutzu. You don't have to say this happened after noser. We can say it happened before. Atzamos haPesach, but the bones of Pesach, the yesh behem mishum shvirus etzem, that do have a issur of breaking bones. Dil mahani dechaltsinhu. Maybe they were extracted. Ulahanach lo chaltsinhu, and others were not. Uboi sreifa, and it will require sreifa.
Just a side question: Why would other kachim not require? The thing is more dignified. A carbon without breaking the bones.
I'll tell you the reason, because no other Pesach, no other carbon do you have to eat. It has to be eaten. You don't have to eat it.
Right, but you eat it, you should eat like a mensch.
That's one of the reasons why you're not allowed to break bones of carbon Pesach.
Right.
That's what the Chinuch says.
Well, why would
right, because like a melech.
I'm saying, why other carbons you allowed to eat like a...
Why doesn't you allow to? It's a good question. And then maybe the carbon Pesach wouldn't be special. No, seriously. Not an awful answer, because there's no other chiyuv to eat a carbon like this. It's the only one like this.
Yeah, but you think it's
at the kahanim.
Kachim is after all.
Okay, this gemara is a little hard. Amar v'hudah marav. Kol ha-gidin, basar. All gidin have the status of basar. We don't know what gidin is. They translate it sinews. What does that word mean? That doesn't mean anything. What? They translate it as a sinew. What's a sinew? What's it? Is it edible?
It's like a bee.
So do they eat that from animals?
Can you eat it?
Yeah, do they? Do that? They don't buy that? Do they sell that?
They don't sell it.
What?
You can't buy
it
except
for what?
Gidin.
So there's nothing
else. No, but I'm saying, no, it's not food.
No, I couldn't buy it.
So what? What?
Not separately, but no, you're
the animal. Oh, the animal.
So the word, when we say... So when we say... Right, no, but when we say over here, gid hanoshe, that doesn't mean the sinew of the noshe. It means the meat.
Right. There's a sciatic vein, there's a vein.
There's a vein, and the meat is attached to the vein.
Attached to it, it's a nerve.
Right. So we just use the word gid as a convention. General term.
In Israel, you'll find the back half of the animal.
Well, because it's so meat so expensive.
Yeah.
It's very labor intensive.
It's very labor intensive, and most of the shochetim in America don't have kabbalah.
Oh, really? Okay. So anyway, kol hagidin, listen to this. Kol gidin, all gidin, whatever they are, chutz migidei basar, have the status of basar, Chutz migidei tzaver, except for the neck. The neck is too hard. Tanan, and we learned in our Mishnah, atzamos v'agidin v'hanosar yitzrifu b'tezayim. Tzamos, gidin, and nosar are burnt on the 16th. Now, hani gidin, hey, what are these gidin that are burnt? Ilei magidei basar, if they're meat. So nechlinus, why don't you eat it? Why don't you eat it? Serve that. The e, the itosar, and if it's because it came nosar, it's a hainan nosar, so it's nosar. Why do you have to say a separate category? What is a category of gidin? Elapshita gidin tafer. So it must be talking about the neck. That must have been. When it says in the Mishnah, gidin, it means the neck. The e, amir bishlama basar ninu. If that makes sense, if it's basar, amtu lahachi boy sreifa. That's why it requires sreifa. Eli amir la basar ninu. Lomeli sreifa. Why are you burning it if it's not basar? Amr of Chista, no. Lo nitzricha ela legid hanasha. No, we're not talking about the gid of the neck. We're talking about the gid hanasha. Va'aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yehuda. What's Rebbe Yehuda? So, let's look at the Rashi. Lo nitzricha ela legid hanasha. You see the Rashi? We're going to a bunch of Rashis now because he says it great. Lo olam really gidei tzavar la basar ninu. The gidim of the neck is not basar. Why is it not basar? Because it's not edible. Ushar gidin basar gamor v'roi l'achila. Other gidin are full-fledged meat, totally edible. Umasnisan demashma deyesh gidin shehem basar litor in sreifa. But our Mishnah says there's gidin that requires sreifa. What is that? V'stamon ein echal, and which means you're not eating it. It dekamar yisrifu b'tezayin. Begin hanasha, it's gidin hanasha, shurach v'kasher l'achila. It's soft and it's edible. Li Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, I'm still in Rashi. Dharma who says, "Ain no way elav achas." Rav Yehuda has a shita. Only one half of the gidan, only one side of the animal's usher. But velo yedana b'hayim minayim. We don't know which one. So misafek, he can't eat both. Hilkach mitchila omer also shall heter l'sreifa. That's the pshat. One of them is edible. But you didn't eat it. Why didn't you eat it? Because of suffix. That has to get burnt. You can't eat it because you don't know which one it is. So what happens? It's going to become burnt. Why? Because it ends up being no, sir. But it's a separate chiddush, according to Yehuda, who says one of them was edible. So why didn't you eat it by the Seder? Because I don't know which one. I have no choice. So that's why it's in its own category. Okay? Now, the Tanya, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enonoi Gala Achas, we only have only one of Mezasser, V'adas Machras Shal Yemin. Chances are, it's the right one that's unedible, that's Asser, but we simply don't know. And since we don't know, Misafek, we have to treat it, we have to say you can't eat it.
The East was only on one of the...
That's what Yehuda says. But we don't know which one. So you can't eat either one.
Why
is that
like that?
That's what he says. That's what he says. Why you have to learn Lugmar there in Chulim? Why, I don't remember. That's what he says. So now, but he says he wasn't sure which one, but he thinks it's the right one. Now the Gemara says, the Ella, Tifshot, let's resolve the Svuke Mesapkele Levida. He had a suffix. In other words, when Rabbi Huda said, I'm not sure which one, I think it's the right one. Was he just like Stam talking? Or did he really mean to say it's the right one? Or it's just a suffix. So clearly here it's a suffix. Why? The mafshit pshitale hahid heteranaikle udisur nishadye lamale sreifa. Because if he was 100% sure that the right one is the one that's not edible, then the other one would be edible. And if you don't eat it, it requires sreifa. It's not gidin there. Look at the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but he says it quick. Uparchinon. Tifsho miha dimisapale le bihuda behinoi. We're going to resolve the question about where Yehuda held about both Gid and Ushas. Why? Tamilsi Bailam Perak Gid and Usha. This question was raised in Berak in Chulin. The Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer E Noegel of Achas. You're only allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat only one. But Das Mechras Shel Yamin. And I think it's the right one. What does that mean? Das Mechras. My knowledge decides it's the right. What does that mean? V Bailon Mivshat Leil Yehuda Shel Yamin. Did Rabbi Yehuda Paskin is the right one? Is that what he did? Did he paskin? Umay das kamar, the kamar das Torah? and you meant to say, my Das Torah says it's the Yamin. That the Yerech means the best Yerech, which is the right side. Oh, Dilma, no. Svuke Metapkele, he had a suffix. Well, my Das, what does it mean? Das Nota, it's probably the right one. Probably, chant, you know why? Everything in the Torah is always the right one. Right? Klomar, Mistabr Hachi, Mistabr, it's the right one. The right finger, the right toe, the right ear. So it's the same thing over here. Tifshot Masnis and the Trilasal Sveifa. Now that we just said that you have to burn both, obviously he had a total suffix. Right? Wouldn't let you eat it. Why not? Because maybe that's the right one. It wasn't like he was sure. He was completely not sure. It was total suffix. Vade Mesapkule, Hilkach, Sveifa Boyitar Vayu. They're both a suffix. Each one you could say, maybe it's kosher. Da'achol chachad v'chad, amar hai de te rahav, v'havi le noser, u'mitchilas, lo ha'yachol echol, shem al zesh alisser. Right? De'i pshitale, amai tchilas al usfeifa, de te renichle, de surin nishaye. Eat the kosher one and throw out the bad one. Since he says he has to burn both, obviously he was at a suffix. So amar of ikka barchinna. Now the answer is, kigon, it could be, Shigon Shahukru, Ubasof is Arvu. No, you recognized it, but then it got mixed up. So you can't eat either one. That's all. Ravashi Omar, Lo Nitzricha El Shamanan Giranasha. We're talking about the fat of the Giranasha. The Tanya, Shmano Mutter. The Shaman of a Giranasha is Mutter, but the Yisrael Kadoshim Hain, Vinogin Bo Isser. Yisrael are Kochim, they will go near that with a 10-foot pole. However, the Gidin referred to this. When the Mishnah said the Gid after it referred to the Shemen. Ravina Amar Kichitzon. There's like an outer Gid Hanasha and an inner one. We're talking about the outer one. Could there be Shmuel Amar Shmuel? Could there be Yossi Amar Shmuel? Number of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Beis Gidin Hain. There's two Gidin. Pnimi Hasamach Le'etzem. The inner one on the bone. That's Aser. V'chayav Enalav. V'chayav to eat that. V'chitzon, the outer one. Hasamach Le'basar. Aser V'chayav Enalav. You're not chayav to eat that. Right? Therefore, you're not chayef, because only the rabbanim. Therefore, you have to wait till that becomes noser, and then you can burn it. Okay? Next. Chal shisha asar, on Shabbos, you wait till Sunday. You don't burn it on Shabbos. Why not? Vamai, why not? Nesi asay, v'yidchelos asay. Let the asay be doche the los asay. Esther Ramban, 1 second. We only say that an asei kibidocha los asei if it's not possible to do them at the same time. For example, if there's an issue in the Torah to cut off teras, right? But there's also a mitzvah of mila. So mila is doche that issue of cut. If there's a, let's say there's teras right on the makom of mila, right? If there's such a thing, an eight day old baby spoke lashon hara, he got teras on that spot. Now it's time for him to get a mishmila. What's the halacha? The asay of mila is doche the low asay of cutting off teras. What's an easy? What? That's not because of asay doche low asay.
It's
an
asay doche.
No, it's not. Because first of all, Shabbos is also an asay. The Gemara is going to say that in 5 minutes. It's also an asay and a low asay, right? So like that's why I said the one of mila because the Gemara is going to say that in a minute. That's why I thought. Right. You can't. It's impossible to do both. There's no way to do the mila and not cut off the tzaraas. Impossible. Here, I have a good way out. Burn the kachim on Sunday. Right? What? Anyway, it's no, sir.
How much more no, sir? You want to do it?
The question is, can I burn a Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning is the first day yontif. Or the first day chalamoid. Oh, you can't burn that. Wait till Sunday. Why? Because you can't burn kachim on Shabbos. Why not? The asay of burning kachim should be doche the los asay of Shabbos. So the Ramban asks, that only makes sense if you can't do them both at the same time. But he can do them, you can't do both of them. He can do both of them. Do it on Sunday. So he answers, that's not considered the same. That's like a do a dichui, and it's not even, don't even mention that. That's what he basically answers. Anyway, you hear the question? What?
You hold off for an extra day more than you need to.
So it's more noser?
It's not more noser.
The Seder was Friday night. The Seder was Friday night. So Shabbos morning, you have noser. What do you do with it? You wait till Sunday morning. That's a mitzvah to burn nosar.
Correct.
Why can't I burn on Shabbos morning? Because it's not docha. Why not? Aseh of burning nosar should be docha the lowest aseh of Shabbos. So the Ramban asked, we can't do both. Right, fine. So here's that's the Gemara's question. That say of burning nosar should be docha or kachim should be docha the low say of Shabbos or Yontif. Why not?
Well, this is
the
Shabbos.
No, you're not. We said ochel nefesh. Okay. What ochel nefesh is this? As a matter of fact, if you remember, in the beginning of the Masechta, we had a question: if you're cooking challah anyway, can I burn down my kachim? Can I throw it into the fire? Anyway, I'm burning it. That's a separate question. Amar chizki, v'chein tana de'chizki, amar kra etes na Torah, lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. Don't leave it over till the morning. V'anos mimenu ad boker, and if you leave it over till the morning, eish yisrof, we have to burn it. Why does it say a second time till the morning? Shein tam adlam ad boker, ma tam adlam ad boker. Why does it say a second time in the morning? To tell you that it's not Docha Yontif or Shabbos and it gets pushed off. That's answer number one. Abaya Omar, answer number two. Omar Kra, it says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. The Ol is brought on Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol b'Yontif. Therefore, Kachim are not burnt on Shabbos. Answer number two. Answer number three, Rava Omar. Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. You can prepare on Yontif. Hu Levado. You need to cook on Yontif? No problem. Hu V'lo Machshirov. You, and not anything that has to be, anything you could have done before Yontif, you're not allowed to do. Right? What does Levado mean? V'lo Mila Shelo Bizmana Haba B'Kal V'Chomer. I would have had a Kal V'Chomer, that Mila Shelo Bizmana can be Doche Yontif. Not Shabbos, Yontif. Why? How's that? Says Rashi. Therefore I have a Pasuk. Why Yontif? D'i lo memayit kra, if not for this Pasuk, ishya b'kal v'chor lidchot. I would say that Mila on Yontif is Doche, and Shelo Bizman is Doche Yontif. Why? To kal v'chomer. Umat saras. Shedoche et avoda. Saras is doche avoda. Right? What does that mean? If someone has saras, he's not allowed to do avoda. Kohen's not allowed to do avoda if he has saras. Vavoda doche Shabbos. And avoda is doche Shabbos. Right? So Mila, af shalobizmana doche osa. Mila, even if it's shalobizman, is doche tzaras. Even if the baby's a month old, he was sick. Now he's better. Now he's got tzaras over there. You don't have to wait. Right? Shafilu b'makom b'heres yikotz v'harto. If it's in the makom of the mila, you cut off the tzaras. Even if it's shalobizman. Shabbos shenidches b'pnei avoda. So Shabbos, which is doche avoda, eino din shetei mila doche, shouldn't mila be doche it? Vasakra umiyata. The pasuk comes along and is memayin it and says what? The kivon shelo bizman ahi. Since it's shelo bizman, how could you have a meal of shelo bizman? So I would have said, very simple. The baby was sick. Look what Rashi says. Kigon, for example, ger shenis gayer. A ger that becomes a ger on yontiv.
Why would
he say that? Or the katan shenenas aviv. The katan whose father was negligent. He was an ones. The father was ones. The avarzman and the zman. Why Rashi picked such bizarre cases? I don't know. Nishavi lamachar. You push it off till tomorrow. The gave strefas pasul kachim nami. Kimila. Shalob zmana. The afshel ashoyadami. You push it off till tomorrow. What a complicated reason why you're not doche. You're not doche, right? Fourth, that's the fifth reason. Fourth reason. Fifth reason, Rav Ashi Omar, because Shabboson Diyantef Asehu, the Shabboson of Diyantef is an Aseh. Not only is there a low Aseh not to do Malacha Diyantef, but there's a positive mitzvah to refrain from doing work. Sit back and don't do work. That's an Aseh. The ain asei docha lo sasei vasei. And the asei is a docha both. That applies to Shabbos too. Alright? Very good. Oh.